For anybody that, like me, has gone through all the iterations of Skype, after about Skype 3.8, things started going downhill. Whether you were a JAWS user or a Window Eyes user, you had to wait for the next scripts to come out so that you could use the latest version of Skype, which had come out. Last year, Skype came out with a developer kit program that other people could use to kind of set up their own interfaces to Skype, and that's what GW Micro did, and they came out with a program called GW Connect. It's available if you go to the GW Micro website. I think they're up to version 1.04 at this point. I think the URL is if you go to gwmicro.com/apps/GW Connect, you'll be able to find it.
If you don't remember all that, go to gwmicrobot.com and go to Apps Central and then find it there.
The interesting thing is when they initially came out with it, it was called GW Skype, and Skype said, well, you know, we're very happy that you made this interface, but you can't use the Skype name. So they had to come out with a new name for it, which they did. I'm now going to go to the desktop on this machine. It works with JAWS, Window Eyes, NVDA, all the major screen readers. The only caveat is this. GW Micro's gotten a little bit of pushback on this, and I don't know if they're going to change it or not. If you're a Window Eyes user, when you initially run the program, you get a message that says, thank you for being a Window Eyes user and for using GW Connect, and that's it. If you're using any other screen reader, you get a nag message every 30 minutes, which says, thank you for using this program, and you know, please think about maybe purchasing Window Eyes. They have, like I said, they've gotten a lot of pushback on that. Their argument is that a lot of programs use advertising, and it's their way of advertising, and it's their way of keeping the cost down since it's a free program.
There's also been some discussion, too, about having them charge for the app separately.
Let me go to the desktop here.
App, show desktop button, GW Connect 306.
Okay, so now we're on GW Connect, and I'm going to hit the enter key here.
Enter.
All right.
GW Connect dialog. Thank you for choosing GW Connect, provided by the technology innovators at GW Micro. GW Connect is available free of charge, enabling all blind and visually impaired people to access all Skype voice and chat features via a completely accessible interface. We encourage you to try Window Eyes so you can experience the power of GW Connect and other Window Eyes apps with commercial-free interruption. Download a free trial at www.gumico.com demo. Please take a moment to spread the word about this fabulous free product by calling, Skyping, messaging, texting, emailing, tweeting, or Facebook in your screen reader friends and encourage them to look at Window Eyes and other products from GW Micro. Upgrade to the power of Window Eyes to make your GW Connect experience commercial-free by calling GW Micro at 264-89-3671. Or find your local dealer at www.gumico.com. Dealers, get Window Eyes for as little as $39 per month by asking about the Window Eyes payment.
Wait, see, okay, I never got this long commercial because I'm a Window Eyes user.
You can.
No, you can't. I don't think you can skip it.
Tab, visit website button.
Okay.
Tab, OK button.
All right, so let's enter.
Okay. GW Connect, sign a dialog, username, edit.
It's assuming that you can sign in. If you're not already a Skype user, you can actually create an account here. I am a Skype user, so I'm going to sign in using my Skype info here.
Tab, password, shift tab, username, edit. GIMHCUMINTS. Tab, password, star. Tab, remember password, checkbox not checked.
That's
tab
it.
For tab, sign up for Skype button, tab, OK button.
So, sign to the, OK.
Radio menu offline.
So I'm offline now. So obviously, for those of you who use Skype, you know you can change your status. And there's a very easy way to do this here. If you hit your Alt key.
Menu bar, Skype.
And you right arrow.
Status.
Over to your status, okay?
Menu, status menu, online control 1.
So, and these all have shortcut keys. There's online.
Away control 2.
Away.
Do not disturb control 3.
Do not disturb.
Invisible control 4.
Invisible. Now, invisible is interesting because invisible means you're online, but nobody who's online can tell that you're online or offline. So.
Offline control 0 checked.
So we're going to go to
online control online. 1. Enter menu bar, leaving menu bar, list view, at radio, menu offline, 1 of 70.
So now, when you first open the program, where you are is you're in your contacts list. And since I'm online at this point, it's going to show me all the Skype contacts that are in my list that are online. If we down arrow through these, we can see who's online, if anybody is.
Drop enter online.
Okay, I'm up arrowing here.
Nora Nagel's away.
She's got Skype on her iPhone. I don't think she's ever... I mean, every time I try to Skype her, I think she's got her iPhone out, but maybe not Skype.
Chris Rex from away having a cold. Yuckables.
That's that's the little mood messages. You know, people put these different. I don't put one on, but it's kind of like the old taglines at the end of emails. That's the new thing now is mood messages.
Jeffrey L. Turner online now using GW Skype interface. Anime online. Echo Sound test service online.
The way that you can actually test your Skype to see if it's working. This is a good way to do it. Of course, is use the Echo test service. There's two ways you can do this. You can either hit Control L to make the call, or you can hit Enter.
Enter. Echo Sound test service online conversation. Message text. Edit. Graphic 0. Graphic 316.
Now, by default, this program, when you first install it, comes up. It doesn't know when you enter on something whether you want to do a text chat or whether you want to make a call. You can change that. In this case, I want to make the call, so.
Tab. Send button. Tab. Call button.
I'm going to.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
All right, this is Tim Cummings testing my Skype. I'm just like talking into the computer here because I don't know where the mic is in this computer, but we'll see if it works. That was...
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message,
it's
your own voice, and something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings, or visit Skype.
To hang up there, I just did Alt page down. I don't know.
You didn't look at the audio settings before you started today.
I did not look at the audio settings.
Because I didn't test this. You just said install it. So
oh, okay. I thought you'd. We can go into the audio settings and first of all see if it's set to the correct sound card, and then we could also. I just go into the microphone settings and see if we can get that to work. There's a whole bunch of options here, and the quickest way to get to the options menu is the Control P, which I'm going to do.
Now, is this in GW Connect?
This is GW Connect, yes.
Okay, that's what I
want to
know.
Yes. Here we go.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, Echo Sound Test Service Online, 5075, GW Connect Options Dialog, minimize.
All right. Okay, so we're now in the options menu, and this has got a whole bunch of tabs across the top. The first one is general, and I'll go through these.
Shift tab, general tab, tab, minimize GW Connect to the notification area on startup checkbox not checked.
Now, this is what you can set this up if you want. I haven't bothered on my computer, but you can set it up so just Skype goes into the sys tray if you like it there as opposed to having it on the desktop.
Tab, minimize GW Connect when escape request checkbox not checked. Tab, put GW Connect to the notification area when minimize checkbox not checked. Tab, check for updates when GW Connect starts checkbox checked.
Now, that's checked. The way they've got it set up now, though, is although you can go check for updates, they recommend initially that if you're going to do an update, what you do is go in and uninstall the version that you've got first and not update over the top of it.
Tab, automatically log in when program starts checkbox checked.
That's what I usually have set up to do, which is a nice thing.
Tab, show unread conversations when program starts checkbox checked. Tab, warn before blocking and deleting contacts checkbox checked. Tab, when I press enter on the contact, open the chat window radio button checked.
Okay, now this has got three options. The way it's set now here is when I put enter on a contact, go chat window, which allows you to either go in and do text chat or allows you to do voice chat. Now you've got other options here. I'm going to a down arrow.
When I press enter on the contact, place a call radio button checked, 2 of 3. When I press enter on the contact, do nothing radio button checked, 3 of 3.
There's that one, 3 of 3. I like the second option because I mean, I know a lot of people use Skype for text chatting. I don't. I never have. I mostly like it for the voice chat. And the nice thing about Skype, of course, as everyone knows, is if you're using a computer, you can Skype with somebody else computer to computer. But you can also get what's called Skype Out, where you
for
like $30 a year, $25 a year, you can get unlimited long distance for like the US and Canada. And, you know, you can make phone calls over Skype as well. So I'm going to change this option to...
When I press enter on the contact, place a call radio button checked.
Place a call, because that's much easier. So that's the... I'm going to tab here.
Tab, default country code, combo box, United States.
Now, this is the other nice thing about GW Connect. It used to be if you wanted to make Skype Out calls, it was a little difficult because you had to put in special numbers. This now, since it knows I'm in the U.S., if I'm making a call, you know, United States call, it already knows the country code and all that kind of stuff. So all I have to do is go and add in a number of the person that I want to call, go into my contacts and call that person. It's much easier.
Tab, OK button.
So let
tab,
me go over
button,
now
tab, general tab.
To the next tab. So I'm going to hit my right arrow.
Speech tab.
This is the speech tab. I'll go through this quickly.
Tab, speech program generated messages checkbox checked.
If you're using Skype to call regular telephones, you have to pay. If you're using Skype just to call one person to another on a computer, it's free. Cheryl was over in India for a vacation a couple weeks ago, and we were Skyping back and forth because it was actually free and much cheaper than calling over there. In this version of GW Connect, it does not support video calling. It will later on. It does not at the moment because the tool that they're using doesn't support video calling, but Skype is supposed to update them. Yes, you can call cell phones anywhere.
Cheryl, can you offline?
I don't know when calling a cell phone if, obviously, you're going to have to pay something. I don't know if the person who's receiving the cell phone call is going to have to pay something as well. Let me continue down through this.
Tab, speak user status changes, checkbox checked.
Speak users, so these are all the things that change, and it's all
tab,
checked.
Tab, speak incoming and outgoing chat messages, checkbox checked. Tab, always speak using SAPI 5, checkbox not checked.
God knows why anybody would want to use SAPI 5 as opposed to your normal speech synthesizer. I don't know why you'd want to.
Tab, okay button. Tab,
so
cancel
the next
button.
Tab, here I'm going to right arrow.
Message log tab.
This is the message log tab.
Tab, show timestamps, checkbox checked. Tab, OK button.
And I don't, like I said, I don't use this at all because I don't do text messages
tab,
via
cancel
Skype.
Cancel button, tab, message log, tab, hotkeys, tab.
Hotkeys.
Tab, hotkey, combo box, answer call, 1-4.
There are four hotkeys that are by default are set up here. There's answer call, which is alt page up.
Reject call.
There's reject call, which is control H.
Show IGW connect.
There's show hi GW connect.
Mute unmute microphone.
And there's mute unmute microphone, which I never use.
Cheryl Cummings online.
Tab, hotkeys tab, files tab.
Files. The other thing you can do with Skype is you can send people, if you're on with another person and they can send you a file. And I have used this and it does work. So you can send files back and forth.
Is there a file limit, file size?
I don't think there is.
Tab, receive files location, edit combo, 0 items.
And you can put the location where you want to receive them.
Tab, browse button. Tab, okay button. Tab, cancel button.
Now we're
tab,
getting to
the
important.
Sounds tab.
Sounds. GW Connect.
Tab, select an event. Combo box. Sign in. 1 of 10.
Comes with its own sounds. You can change these if you want. What you do is you just put your own WAV files in place of their sounds. They're okay. I don't like them as much as the original Skype sounds, but you can always, like I said, if you're ambitious, put in your own phone ring or your own...
Tab, play button.
So, for example,
shift tab, select an event, combo box, sign out, sign in.
The sign in message.
Tab, play button, space.
That's kind of nice.
Shift tab, select an
dreamy
event, sign out.
Sign
tab,
out.
Play button, space.
You know, things like that. Yeah, it's kind of hypnotic. Might put you to sleep.
Tab, value, tab, browse, button tab, okay tab, cancel tab, sounds tab.
So the final tab here.
Devices tab.
Devices. This is the one we want to look at here.
Tab, default input device, combo box, jack mic, high definition audio codec, 1-4.
So there's four devices here.
Red, playback, high definition audio codec. Internal mic, high definition audio codec.
Oh, maybe that was the problem. Okay.
Dock mic, high definition audio codec.
So let's leave this at...
Internal mic is high definition audio codec.
Internal mic, and we'll make another test in a second here.
Tab, default output device, combo box, communications headphones, it's high definition audio codec, 1 of 2. Speakers headphones, it's high definition audio codec.
Is it saying connect?
No, it's saying codec.
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 Oh.
Codec. Codec. Which one do you think it should be on, Steve? The speakers headphones or the...
Communications headphones, it's high definition audio codec.
I would put it on speakers.
Yeah.
Speakers headphones, it's high definition audio codec.
Maybe that's where we're having the problem before. Okay.
Tab, default sound device, combo box, communications headphones, it's high definition audio codec, 1 of 2. Speakers headphones, it's high definition audio codec.
Let's try that.
Okay.
Tab, okay button.
And let's see if
there's... Now, wasn't there something about an internal mic?
Yes, I changed that.
You changed that.
Tab, tab, device
let's
is
see
tab.
If we have any other... Nope, that's it. So we're going to hit
shift
OK
tab,
here.
Shift tab, okay button, enter, list view, Echo Sound Test Service Online.
So now let's try our Echo test call again here.
Anime, Echo Sound Test Service Online.
Now this, since I changed this, I can just hit enter on this and it should just make the call.
Echo Sound Test Service.
Hello, welcome to Skype Core Testing
She's so
Service.
Perky, isn't she?
After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Okay, this is Tim Cummings. I'm just talking to this computer again, seeing if this works this time since I changed the audio setting. Okay, this is Tim Cummings. I'm just talking to this computer.
All right. I've seen this work this time since I changed the audio setting.
Okay, now you can really call somebody.
Now I'm going to try to call my wife, see if she's online.
Daryl's up online. Daryl Shandro. Cheryl Cummings online.
Oh.
Cheryl Cummings online.
She's online. Here we go.
Enter. Cheryl Cummings.
she's using her netbook, so she's probably figuring, how do I do this alt page up thing since on netbooks?
We answer this phone.
She knows it's you.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi, sorry about that. I was on another website.
Oh, well, you could have just used the alt page up key and gotten me.
Oh, of course.
All right, honey, what I want you to do is say hi to everybody and tell everybody what it was like using GW Connect from India.
Hi, everybody. It was very, very simple. Tim initially tried to convince me to use Skype, and I wasn't too keen on the idea because it always sounds like going to Skype itself, I don't know, for whatever reason. But he loaded the GW Connect onto my computer for me, and when I got to India, no problem. The first hotel we stayed at had Wi-Fi in the room, and you were able to just hook up to the Wi-Fi. Oh, the important part, of course, was that it was free. And then, we talked a few times, didn't we?
No, we did. Yeah. And it was as clear as she sounds now. I mean, that's the thing that was amazing about it.
18. So the other thing I learned is that it's not a good idea to rent a phone because, of course, the phone they rent to you, it allows you to roam, but it also doesn't have all the access stuff that you have on your own phone. So people would call and say, oh, you never got your messages. I'm like, I'm not even that far along on the phone usage here. I can answer the phone, and I can't get to the email because it wasn't an accessible phone.
It worked out really well, and Cheryl was actually in a conference call did a conference call recently where she had four people on the line, including one person from Indonesia, all via Skype.
Yeah, and that was good because I know in the past when we've tried to use just straight Skype to do conference calls, it's just seemed so complicated. And this one, basically, I don't know if Tim's already talked about the conference call feature, was that I got everybody's Skype IDs on my list here, and I would call one person. As soon as they start talking, I just arrow down to the next person, call them. And we had an instance where somebody wasn't set up as yet, or they weren't answering. So it was no problem, like, stopping that call, talking to other people, and then we tried again, and then we linked them in. I mean, it really makes a huge difference, I think.
Well, great job, buddy. Great job on your debut here at Vibug. Very nice.
Excellent. So I can go now?
I'm going to hang up right now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, Tom. Cheryl Kuhn's offline. Darren Duff online, home again with Gilmore and trying to get adjusted.
No, she was just talking through the built-in microphone on her laptop, and that's what I'm talking through here, is the built-in microphone on her laptop.
Server 250, 241 p.m. The chat is quite accessible, too.
It sounds so much
regular. Jeffrey just sent me... Very good, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey L. Server 250, 250 p.m. Hi, everybody.
Can you go through adding a contact?
Sure, we can. We can do a search for a contact. Is there anyone who would like to be added who's not in my list?
You can add me.
I've got you.
You do?
Oh, yeah, do you want me to call you right now?
Oh, I don't have Skype open.
Oh, you don't have Skype. Oh, you don't have Skype on your phone.
I would say you could add me, except that I don't remember what my username is.
Okay, all right, well, Mika, I can add you. So if we do a Control F here.
Control F, search for contact, Skype name, edit.
What's your Skype name, Mika?
Pyyhkala,
right?
Yep, exactly.
Pyyhk.
I've just memorized the spelling, Mika, because it's been so long.
A-L-A.
So we'd hit enter.
Enter, searching, list view, zero items, finished.
Whoops.
Well, that Pakala, Mika, Pakala.
Oh, here it is.
Tab, search button, tab, view profile, tab, add button, enter. Send authorization request dialog. Please enter a message for this authorization request. Edit.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
A-D-D-M-E-M-I-K-A. Tab, OK button, space, add button.
All right, I think I
already added button, space, GW connect.
Let's see if you're here now.
Because the call offline. Make up the call online. MCP, take off.
All right.
Oh. Button. All page up. Call start.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wow. It's working.
Where are you?
I'm in the same room you are. Where are you?
Oh, I'm just over here. Right over here.
And of course you can hear there's a little delay there. Because
right.
And Echo.
Isn't it wonderful how we can use the entire World Wide Web to...
All right, I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, Tom.
Pretty, very easy.
Yeah, very easy.
Because
that was Skype to Skype.
How many people can have a conference of how many people?
There's no limit.
It does degrade over time.
Yeah.
If you put like
30 people on there,
it's going to bog it pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of that's dependent also on the speed of your internet connections.
And what's all that, Tim?
That was somebody saying nice talking.
Nice talking. That was Mika sending me a chat message.
Okay.
So it actually reads all of the chat messages that come in without you having to do anything.
Exactly.
Can you control some of that? Because
you can.
Yes, you can.
It was in the options.
You could turn all those off if you wanted to.
If you have mobile Skype versus desktop, and your desktop, what you have it on your phone, is it the same number, same name?
Yeah, same ID.
The thing that's nice about Skype is all your data is on the Skype website. So you can install Skype on any computer, and once you log in, all your data will be there, which is really nice.
And that's true of the iPhone too. If you have Skype on your iPhone, any contacts you add to your computer will be listed on the iPhone, because as Tim says, it's using the Skype service, so it's always updated.
If you don't have Skype on your computer, you don't need it if you want to use this GW Connect.
But there's a couple caveats,
right,
though, which I'm going to go through. One of them, for example, is you cannot, at this point, set up voicemail using GW Connect. There are a lot of third-party programs like MX Skype Recorder and things that allow you to record Skype calls. And at this point, none of those work with GW Connect. So if you want to record your calls for some reason, like if you're recording interviews or something like that. Yes.
With that in mind, is it better to set up Skype first and then download the GW Connect?
I didn't realize this until the other day. Because I was going to set Cheryl up with voicemail for when she got back from India, but I didn't realize you can't set up voicemail
Arrow
unless
Comcast,
you.
Then online. Arrow Comcast. Then online. Not selected. Arrow Comcast. Then online. Incoming call. Accept button. Tap. Deny button. Tap. Accept button.
Space.
Hello.
It's about time you answered the phone call. I wanted to see if this would work.
Boy, this is talk about virtual reality here.
You can contact to the usual voice when I'm yelling at people to shut up.
Very nice, Amy. That,
bye.
The other thing about voicemail that I didn't realize the other day is you don't actually even get access to voicemail unless you've bought Skype minutes.
Right.
In order to use Skype's voicemail facility, in order to have it set up on your machine, so if somebody calls you, for example, and you're not there and they want to leave a voicemail, it won't work unless you have purchased Skype minutes, either individual Skype minutes or one of these Skype plans for like $30 a year for, unlimited Skype out.
Paid feature.
Paid feature, yeah, exactly. The other thing that's nice about this program is no matter how much Skype, how many iterations Skype goes through, this interface is always going to stay the same. And that's the nice thing because, now that Skype has been bought up by Microsoft, who knows what the accessibility is going to be like.
First off, if you have a desktop, are you going to need additional hardware like buying a microphone?
Yes, you would need a microphone unless you've got built one of into your desktop or unless you've got either a mic or if you have like a USB headset with a microphone.
Or
if you were just to go straight into Skype and not use the GW Connect, what are the problems you would run into?
First of all, you get a web page. You go to a web page, so you've got to deal with all that. Adding a contact is more difficult.
Some of the controls are not labeled.
It's easy to get very lost on there.
Yeah.
You
can do it, but it's a lot more crowded.
For instance, one of the things you will not be able to do very easily at all with the regular Skype is if you wanted to use the text portion of it, you wouldn't be able to read the text. You probably wouldn't be able to reply real easily because that interface is really not designed for anybody using a screen reader.
And
even,
it's not,
even though they sort of
and
say
it's not as easy adding doing a conference call either.
Can you at least get the voicemail set up if you wanted to?
That's the Skype website. So
it's fairly easy to do a video call on regular Skype. I've been taking flute lessons over Skype, and it works quite well.
It is compatible with JAWS.
I have to tab twice, and then it says start video, and I just hit the space bar. So in other words, if you pay to be able to call directly to someone's phone through your Skype program, then it will save their phone number.
Yes.
And that works quite well, too.
Yeah.
During the sign-up process, there is a capture.
Yes.
A captcha at the very end. So have either Vizio on Firefox to solve that, or somebody cited to help you with that captcha thing.
Could this be used to broadcast our meetings?
Yes,
potentially.
It's a pretty complicated thing to, you know, one of the things that we try to do for the online people is make it as easy as possible, and I'm not sure that Skype would be the way to make it easy, and there are other issues like the fact that both sides of the conversation are open all the time, and if you get somebody in their environment and say a dog starts barking or something like that, that's going to come over the speakers in here, and if you think we get distracted now, it would just be very difficult to control things, which is why we haven't done it that way.
Tim, thank you very much.
No problem.
Appreciate it.